My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As you guys are aware, Josh was injured in the fourth quarter there. They looked at his hand. He went back in and functioned, and then he was looked at after the game again, and he's been cleared to practice today and cleared to play in the game. Next up is Taron Johnson. He obviously did not return from the game or in the game, and he'll be ruled out for this week. DeJuan Smoot will not practice today, and it's looking like he'll be ruled out as well for this game. Javon Solomon will be limited, as well as Ty Johnson today. Both will be at this point day-to-day. Trubisky, Quentin Morris, I think that should round it out. We'll be full today. Both of those guys will be full today. So with that, I'll take your questions.
With Taron, do you have a long-term prognosis on that? Like,
yeah, I don't. And really with all of Josh, Taron, I don't have much more information. With Taron, I don't know his timeline on when he'll be back. So we're still doing some further research on that. So. But as far as other questions go related to injuries, I'm not going to go any further than I've already gone. So.
Hey, Sean, on Josh, will there be any limitations on him taking snap under center?
Yeah, I don't think so. He was able to do it, and so we'll just see how it goes today more than anything. So.
With Taron not playing Thursday, just what did you see from Cam Lewis yesterday?
Yeah, I thought Cam really did a great job. Another guy that stepped in. To a role that he was not in to begin with in the starting role there. And Jamarcus, as I mentioned after the game, I thought did a great job. Cam Lewis did a great job. And there's several others that did the same thing. So I'm really impressed with how hard the guys prepared during the week and then they stepped in when they were called.
I know the schedule is a schedule, but what are the challenges in having a short week in your week two with a team that still looks like it's gelling, and now with all these injuries compounded with new pieces out of the back today?
Yeah, it's just another challenge. You know, our guys we're kind of used to that, and our guys, it's important that the best thing we can do is control what we can control right now, and that's who's playing where and in what spots, and then getting ourselves as ready to go as we can for a divisional matchup in Miami and against a really good football team.
How important were the halftime? The halftime adjustments that you made, how encouraging was it that you were able to get the answers? You probably want to get the answers in the second quarter, but to get to the answers on defense to affect the game that much in the second half?
Yeah, like I said, part of a new team is also part of a new staff in some ways, and you want to be able to say, hey, we've been able to answer some of the questions or grow through some moments that come up like that, and to be able to make adjustments in our first game, I think was big for us as a staff, and for those adjustments to work, and then also for the team as a whole to be in a close game, which most games in the NFL are, and then obviously we fell behind early, but to keep our poise and to you know, just really trust that, hey, we'll find our way back, and the players did a phenomenal job of doing that.
Sean, you go up, you know, 31-20, I think it was, after that touchdown, and feeling maybe pretty good there, and then that kick return happens. I know you said you wanted to watch it on film to identify it a little bit more, but you know, that kind of error on special teams really opened it up to being a game again. What went wrong, and how troubling is that?
Well, you know, I thought that there was too much return yardage to begin with before the returner was met with any type of confrontation, let's call it, right, for lack of a better word. And then we had three or four guys right there to make the play, and we didn't make the play. And so we got to do a better job. I got to do a better job putting them in position. And then when they're there, we got to make the play. So, you know, we looked hard at that this morning, and it's an area of concern. And it's an area that we have to make sure that we shore up between now and the game here coming Thursday. So, you know, there's four plays right now, four plays on special teams that are big time factors: punt return, and now kickoff and kickoff return. So that was a pivotal moment in the game for us.
You know, the first three quarters were probably pretty clean in that regard in special teams, but then, you know, the kick return happens, the kick goes out of bounds at the end, which gives them really good field position. Does that just kind of underscore that, you know, that phase of the game has got to be clean for you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the research is, Jay, on around the league from week one yet. We're still kind of gathering that, and I'm trying to sort through right now the other important information I'm dealing with. But, you know, we're going to make sure that we're, you know, researching that and seeing what the trends are. And, I mean, it's a new play, right? And so right away in week one, it wasn't this way necessarily in the preseason, I would say, but we're seeing in week one that, hey, this is real, and you know, in a pivotal moment of the game, that game changed fast, right? And so we can't let that happen, number one, and we've got to have more urgency there.
John, what did you think about the way your linebackers and secondary worked together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the first half, I didn't feel like we played very well. I didn't feel like we coached very well. And that starts with me. I didn't think I felt like we were doing a lot of reacting and waiting for them to do things instead of us being the aggressors, right? And so at halftime, again, the coaches did a great job, and the players came out and played aggressive. And I think that was shown. I think the first defensive series was three and out, and finished with a sack, I believe, on third down. So the crowd got into the game, and we got into a rhythm there, which was important. You know, we got to do that earlier in the game, let's say. So just felt like we were on our heels too much.
Along that same line, what was your evaluation of Dorian Williams' performance?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. Really, I know he started a little bit last year, I believe, but you know, really hasn't had a ton of playing time other than preseason this year. So I thought Dorian was really growing through the course of the game and getting more and more comfortable as the game went on, in particular on first and second down. And then he was on the field in the last drive of the game where we won the game.
Hey, Sean, tough slate for Torrance yesterday with the penalties. How do you think he'll respond to that?
The Sibo? Yeah. We had multiple penalties that I thought hurt us, really. You can't beat yourself. It's hard enough to win in this league. And then when you're beating yourself with especially pre-snap penalties, you know, those are non-negotiables. You can't do that and expect to win.
John Curtis Samuel's snaps were a little lower than maybe what we expected. Was that initial from his toe injury earlier in the war? Is that just
Yeah, just overall how the game was flowing. So, you know, good to get guys involved, multiple guys involved. So I thought Curtis did a good job.
How did you feel about some of the rush contain issues against the Cardinals, and how important is it to clean it up against the Dolphins team that likes to hit the edge?
Yeah, I mean, that's important. That's what I mentioned earlier about not playing well enough in the first half on defense. Again, glad we made those adjustments. And the players look like they got into a rhythm in the second half, and some of that comes from just – you know, kind of waiting, like I said, waiting for Kyler maybe to try and get out of the pocket instead of going to get him in an aggressive fashion. And so, you know, look, it's first game, so there's a lot of unknowns, and you haven't been back in the saddle for some of those guys in a while, so I'm glad we played ourselves through it and coached ourselves through it. But we got to be better overall in terms of affecting the quarterback, and also making sure we keep contained.
Coach, during a short week like this, what's the balance between making sure your team gets the rest it needs and then also preparing for a team like Miami who's known for being very fast?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they got probably the best team speed in the league and in all three phases, quite frankly. So it'll be a big challenge for us going down there. And you know, they're a really good team, a lot of talent, well coached, good special teams as well. And you know, we know what we're going into down there, and on a short week in particular, we got to make sure we get our rest here and make sure we're ready to go.
Sean, Greg Rousseau was at almost 80% snaps. That's rarely seen for you, with how much you like to rotate up front. Is that a reflection of maybe how he was playing in the game?
Yeah, a little bit. Just managing that too, and you know, I'm just trying to be smart with how much he is playing. And I mean, it's a long season too, right? So, but Greg's young, and he was rolling there. So, the coach did a good job of letting him roll.
Coach, Brandon Coppington looked explosive on his first return of the game. What are your thoughts on the kind of weapon that he can be and that he is for his team?
Well, right now it's one game and a couple returns, so I'm just real proud of him and the way he handled our environment, number one, and the weather. I think some people don't realize how hard it is to catch, you know, a punt or a kickoff with the wind blowing the way it was blowing yesterday. So he put in the work leading up to the game, and it showed. I mean, to have that type of play in your first snap in the NFL is pretty impressive. And you know, he's just a guy that puts in a lot of work, like I said, and believes in the process. And I'm sure, like all of us, he's trying to just make the adjustments going into week two.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.